from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly science and environment series. Is your car a gas guzzler? How would you like the government to help you buy a newer, more fuel-efficient one? That's the idea behind a so-called Cash for Clunkers program that Congress is considering. But is this a boon for the environment or just a handout to Detroit automakers? The plan, which has become mired in Beltway politics, is not so novel. California has had a similar program for a decade. Amy Standen reports.
You should sign me right there, print your name and driver's license.
Okay. Today at Ajax Auto Dismantlers in San Francisco, Ruth Gravett and Jim Greenblatt are saying goodbye to their 1986 white Buick Century.
It's got bad brakes, bad transmission, but I've been hanging on to it. It's kind of a sentimental thing. It was my dad's car.
Once Gravett and Greenblatt hand over the keys, Ajax staff will remove the battery, tear out the radiator, drain the gas from the tank, and then they'll send the car off to the scrapper. Gravett will take home a check for $650.
I was so glad that there was this program because it's not sellable. I don't know if it's even, you know, if I could even give it to charity, you know.
California's Voluntary Vehicle Retirement Program, as it's called, accepts any pre-1987 car, so long as it runs and has been registered in California for more than 2 years. Amounts vary depending on which air district people live in. In some districts, old cars can get you as much as $1,000. But when it comes to smog reduction, that's money well spent, according to Tom Evashank with the California Air Resources Board.
When you look at the existing fleet, older cars actually contribute far more than you would expect.
Cars built before 1987 emit up to 100 times more smog than new cars. In fact, while old cars make up about 20% of what's on the road in California, they contribute 60% of the state's air pollution from vehicles. Over the last decade, California has taken 90,000 old smog-spewing cars off the road through voluntary buyback programs. That's 12,000 tons of smog gone. So based on that success, you'd think that environmental advocates like Dan Sperling, who directs the Institute of Transportation Studies at UC Davis, would be thrilled to see Cash for Clunkers go national.
There's a little green sheen to this program, but overall the benefits are probably pretty small and certainly from a cost-effectiveness perspective.
Sperling says, for starters, you have to understand the key difference between the federal version and the California one. And that is that while California takes aim at old cars to reduce smog, the proposed federal version targets gas guzzlers to reduce oil consumption. But when it comes to gas guzzling, the old cars aren't necessarily the clunkers.
A Civic today is not that much different from a Civic from a number of years ago.
The average gas mileage for a vehicle made in 1988 is 22 miles per gallon. In 2007, about 21. So instead of using age, like the California program, Congress defines a clunker as a car that gets less than 18 miles per gallon. A 2002 Jeep Cherokee, for example, or even a 2008 Cadillac Escalade. Congress is still debating several different proposals for how cash for clunkers might work, but the program would likely use stimulus cash to pay consumers up to $5,000 if they'll trade in that guzzler for a new, more efficient car. Speaking at a press conference, Michigan Representative John Dingell called it a win-win for Detroit and the environment.
It's a good agreement. It means sales of autos, but it means fuel efficiency, and it means progress.
But to some environmentalists, the new proposals aren't nearly progressive enough.
The proposal being considered is a big disappointment.
That's Therese Langer from the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy in Washington. She says the original Cash for Clunkers proposals, like one that came out of Senator Dianne Feinstein's office back in January, would have encouraged consumers to buy some of the most fuel-efficient cars on the market. The problem is, for the most part, Detroit doesn't make those cars.
They're behind. That is, the U.S. manufacturers are behind. They do have some very efficient vehicles, but the foreign manufacturers have more.
So she says after Detroit got involved, Cash for Clunkers was watered down. Under the House version, the one Representative John Dingell is promoting, a consumer would get $3,500 for trading in a car that gets 18 miles per gallon for a new car that gets only 20. Langer says Cash for Clunkers is no longer about the environment. It's about selling cars.
That agenda has really been hijacked for the purpose strictly of moving vehicles off the lot.
Last month, Senator Feinstein's office released its new, revised version of cash for clunkers. It would require that the new car get at least 6 miles more per gallon than the old one in order to qualify for that $3,500 voucher. Dan Sperling says it's an improvement on the House proposal, but still not a good use of taxpayer dollars.
The real point is that if we're serious about oil use reduction and greenhouse gas reduction, there are other policies that are far more cost-effective.
One such policy is already underway. Last month, President Obama announced new rules that will eventually make American cars 40% more gas efficient than they are now. And that will make today's car the clunker of the future. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
You can track Congress's competing cash for clunkers plans on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.